understand him. I can't have you.
If he comes and you don't think he's a very good preacher, he don't do a very good job, and he doesn't act like you think a preacher should, what would you call him?
Well, I'd say he ain't no good preacher, I'd say.
Okay. What would Daddy's sister be? What relation would Daddy's sister be to me?
Aunt.
Who was the wife of Abraham in the Bible that starts with an S?
I don't know. I don't believe I remember. I read it, but I don't remember what her name was.
If your father had a brother by this name, let's see. If your father had a brother, this brother would be your
uncle.
What do you call a person who goes to college or school to study?
College graduate, I'd call it.
Okay. Well, who is a person employed by a businessman to look after his office, takes his phone calls and stuff?
Secretary.
Okay. What is the nationality of a person who is black?
It's well, it'd be colored man.
Okay. What's another name for a colored man?
Nigger.
Okay.
Negro.
What did the slaves call the person that they worked for? The one that owned them. What did they call him?
Manager.
White people who aren't well off and haven't had a chance to be educated are called what?
Ignorance.
I suppose these were good for nothing, they were too lazy to work, and it didn't make any difference to them who supported them as long as somebody gave them some money. What would you call them?
I'd call them I can't think of nothing but a vagabond, but I don't guess that'd be
okay, that'd be fine. What do Negroes call white people who don't care attitude and won't work and just lazy and lay around all the time?
What Negroes call white people?
Uh-huh.
Master.
So who is someone who lives in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways, and when he gets to town, he's very conspicuous. Of himself, he might say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old what? Like somebody who lives out in the woods and he don't never go into town, but just every once in a while, and when he does, everybody looks at him because he's so conspicuous.
I could say, what do you that?
All right, you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. How would you find out if you were on the right road for sure?
I'd ask someone.
All right, if you're pointing out something nearby, you'd say?
I wouldn't know. It'd be pointing out something I'd buy.
No, if you were pointing out something that was close by to someone else, what would you say?
I'd say there's so-and-so, whatever.
Okay.
Could be.
If you want to know how many times something happened, or how many times someone goes to town, say, you would say, do you go to town?
How many times.
Okay. You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You would say, if you weren't going to do it too, what would you say?
I'd say, well, I ain't either.
What is the part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired? This part of your face right here.
Forward.